The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Mercy Sowah
and Baba Otu.
In the headlines, Ghana Armed Forces compensate two photojournalists for military molestation. Accountant General's Department to introduce electronic pay slip mechanism for public sector workers. More than 4,000 Ghanaian workers laid off due to declining gold prices on the world market. Cause of death of mysterious whales recently washed ashore Ghanaian beaches still remain unanswered. Federal forces killed 50 militants in continued strikes against Boko Haram rebels in northern Nigeria. Australians vote in general elections today, and Black Stars advance to playoff stage of Brazil 2014 World Cup qualifiers.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel, and more.
The two cameramen who were molested by the military during Independence Day parade have been compensated at a ceremony at Burma Camp. The Chief of the Defense Staff, Vice Admiral Matthew Kwashi, presented a brand new Canon camera and an undisclosed amount of money to the GJA President, Roland Afeomoni, to be given to the victims. Vice Admiral Matthew Kwashi declared that the relationship between the military and the media will remain cordial in the supreme national interest. Jajetko reports.
On the 5th of March this year, two cameramen from Graphic and Times were brutalized in the full glare of the public for allegedly breaching security restrictions. The action raised questions about military excesses and the military's relations with civilians, especially the media. This prompted a delegation from the GJA, led by its president Afeomoni, to protest against their human rights violation. The Chief of the Defense Staff, Vice Admiral Kwashi, who received the delegation, apologized and promised to compensate the victims and open a new chapter in the relation between the military and the media. Presenting the compensation package, Vice Admiral Kwashi reinforced the need to use the power of the pen and the sword to build the nation and not to destroy it.
We promise to make good certain shortcomings, if I'll put it that way. And today is a day that, by the grace of God, it's been made possible for us to make good that promise. I've made a few personal friends from the media, and once in a while, they called me on certain important issues we discussed amicably, and I learned lessons. We are supposed to work together for the development of our country. And when we back or hack at each other, it brings a negative effect. Once we are working together and we understand each other, you know, the production is positive.
Receiving the package, the GJA President Roland Afeomoni said the entire incident has been put in the past and hope it never again happened in the history of the country.
No human decision is perfect. As journalists, we also have our fair share of imperfections. Sometimes we step on people's toes, sometimes we care the anger. And sometimes cases of people we offend to unethical practices and unprofessional conduct. So we accept the apology rendered by the military high command and believe it's human and to forgive the divine. So we accept humility, the apology rendered by armed forces. Believe it to open a new chapter in the military-media relationship, and the whole Ghana will be the beneficiary. So we thank the media for showing leadership, quality leadership, realize that we can do that with each other. When we synergize the power of the pen, the power of the sword, I believe Ghana will benefit.
Radio Ghana spoke to one of the victims.
I'm so glad that what they did to me, they recognized that it was not so good because I was on an official duty, performing my duties already before that thing happened. And after some discussions with them, and they realized that what they did was not wrong, so they have to replace my. I'm so glad that they did that. I'm forgiving them from my heart.
Georgette, you heard one of the victims in that report by Georgette Cole.
A senior lecturer at the School of Communication Studies of the University of Ghana, Professor Audrey Gajeko, has bemoaned the low participation of women in both policymaking and governance. She said out of 1,342 candidates that contested parliamentary seats in the 2012 elections, only 10.5% of women made it to parliament. She has therefore appealed to the media to spearhead gender parity issues to reverse the trend. Professor Professor Gajipo, who was speaking at the launch of a project for media and political parties, called for a change in the current practice where the men dominate political discussions in the media. Asibi Bangui Ikela was at the launch and has filed this report.
In Africa today, even though we recognize women's participation, the numbers are just otherwise. In Ghana, for example, despite efforts by several women's rights organizations to ensure that we have more women represented in government, the rate of women's participation, both in policy making and government representation, remains very low. Others towards increasing the number of women in public life has had a setback with the reduction of the number of women elected into parliament during the 2008 election. It declined from 25 to 20. And then women continue to fare rather poorly in local and national elections here. In 2012, out of a total of 1,332 contestants vying for 275 parliamentary seats during the general election, only 133, that's how the percentages, were women. And of the 133, only 29 million seats, representing some 10.5% of the total seats in Parliament today. This is abysmal when you consider that the international goal for women's representation in Parliament, as stipulated in the Convention on the Elimination of All Discrimination Against Women, is 30%. Furthermore, when you consider that women hold up half their effort, in our case, slightly more than half, 51%, the deficit of women in our Parliament becomes quite unconscionable. And it becomes even starker, ladies and gentlemen, when you consider that the average of women represented in African Parliament now stands at 20%. And that's comparable with the number of women in Parliament.
A senior lecturer at the School of Communication Studies of the University of Ghana, Professor Audrey Gajipo.
The Controller and Accountant General's Department is to introduce e-pay slips for public sector workers soon. The system, expected on stream before the end of 2013, will enable workers to view the summary of their pay slips on mobile phones before going to the banks. The Acting Controller and Accountant General, Grace Adre, announced this at the inauguration of a payroll printing site for the Eastern and Volta regions in Ho. We bring you a news desk report.
Madame Adre said the printing of payroll reports in the regions will be limited to payment vouchers and pay slips with access to authorized metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies to delete some names on the payroll. She said the department is also working on an e-payment voucher, which will be transmitted to heads of departments for review and approval before payments are done. She said the initiatives are to ensure efficiency and eliminate ghost names on the payroll. Madame Adjoy said the decision to decentralize the printing of payroll reports is to ensure that MMDAs get their payroll reports on time and take necessary actions on anomalies. She said apart from the printing site, the department has also established client service units to address challenges facing employees and pensioners. The Minister of Finance, Fred Tepe, in a message charged heads of institutions to help eliminate ghost names on the payroll. He said the country will be able to achieve a lot if 10% of waste in the payroll system are eliminated.
A news desk report on the e-pay slips to be introduced for public sector workers.
The Commission of Enquiry into Judgment Debt Payments and Other Related Matters will resume public sitting on Wednesday, September 11, the representatives of the underlisted organizations or institutions have been invited to appear before the Commission to assist in its work. Attorney General's Department, Bank of Ghana, Ghana National Petroleum Corporation, GNPC, and the Ghana Police Service. They are, however, at liberty to appear with their lawyers. The Commission wishes to remind the general public that assistance will be held at 10 a.m. each day. Members of the public who wish to testify or volunteer information are first to report at the Commission's office to give their statement. All those who intend to testify or volunteer information to the Commission but are unable to be present in person are requested to submit a memoranda to the Commission. All such memoranda will be treated confidentially.
The gold mining sector in Ghana is said to be reeling under the pressure of the country's unfavorable fiscal environment and declining gold prices, and is set to face a series of unpleasant consequences. These include the laying off of about 4,500 workers, reduction in taxes payable to government, loss of foreign exchange to the Bank of Ghana, curtailment of exploration activities, termination of suppliers' contracts and review of capital investments. The CEO of the Ghana Chamber of Mines, Dr. Tony Albin, revealed this when he briefed the media in Sunyai. We bring you this report from Sunyai.
The gold mining sector in Ghana is notable in the scheme of things in the country. The country is currently ranked the world's 8th leading producer of gold, according to the Gold Fields Mineral Survey, with an output of 96.8 tons. Ghana Chamber of Mines is a private sector minerals industry association with a vision of being a respected, effective and unified voice for the mining industry. Its objectives include promoting and protecting the interests of the mining industry, as well as provide thought leadership for the solution of national issues related to mining, among others. The Chamber periodically reaches out to various segments of society to explain the complexities in mining to the ordinary man. Its latest outreach in the Half region was very well attended by media representatives in the region, who were the sole invitees. The CEO of the chamber, Dr. Obin, in his address stated that the mining industry is crucial to Ghana as one of the main contributors of revenue to the national coffers over the several years. He revealed, for instance, that in 2012, the sector emerged the number one taxpayer and the highest contributor to Ghana Revenue Authority's domestic collections. He said the mining sector paid about 1.46 billion Ghana cedis, representing 27% of the GRA's total direct tax in 2012. The sector again contributed 893.77 million Ghana cedis in corporate taxes, representing 36.98% of total company tax collected last year. But Dr. Obin was quick to add that the sector is currently in crisis thanks to high labor costs, relatively high cost of energy, high and still increasing fees and charges, the uncompetitive tax regime, and the declining gold price on the international market. He said the combined effect of all of this is the unpleasant actions that the industry has to take. The CEO revealed that Newmont, for instance, plans to lay off between 30 to 40% of its exploration staff, while generally, companies are reviewing exploration production expansion plans as well as greenfields with preference for those that provide optimal returns to the companies. Dr. Obin debunked allegations that the mining industry repatriates all their local mineral earnings. He said nothing could be further from the truth, since even though the law calls for 25% retention, statistics clearly show that mining firms on the average maintain 73% of mineral revenues in the country.
A report from Sunyai on the mining sector.
The Ministries of Fisheries and Aquaculture Development and the Fisheries Commission say the cause of death of the whales recently washed ashore some Ghanaian beaches was not due to negligence or inaction on the part of authorities responsible for the regulation and management of the Ghanaian marine waters. A statement issued and signed by the sector minister, Nayon Bilijo, said the whales could have died from aging, infectious diseases, stress and suffocation as a result of chasing prey or trauma in entangling traps, net or collision with vessels. On speculations that the death of the whales might be due to oil and gas exploration in Ghanaian waters, Mr. Bilijo said his ministry will collaborate with the Environmental Protection Agency and other stakeholders to ascertain the cause of death of the whales.
The National House of Chiefs has commended the Supreme Court justices for exhibiting professionalism in the administration of justice in the 2012 election petition. The House also congratulated President John Dramani Mahama on his affirmation as the elected President of the Republic and Nana Akufo-Addo for using the legal processes to address his concerns about the 2012 presidential election. And also for accepting the final ruling. This was contained in a statement signed by the Vice President of the House, Awulaye Atibukusu, who is also the Omanghini of Lower Axim. The statement emphasized that Ghana is the eventual winner of the case. It said the acceptance of the verdict by all the parties and Ghanaians has entrenched the rule of law as well as deepened the country's democracy, which has again proven to the rest of the world that Ghana is a model of democracy in Africa. It said by the acceptance of the final ruling, Ghanaians have again demonstrated that national interest ranks supreme among all other considerations. The House commended President Mahama for extending an olive branch to members of the opposition party to work together to realize the Better Ghana agenda. The National House of Chiefs urged the government to implement policies and programs to solve important issues confronting the people. It also asked all Ghanaians to forge ahead in unity and commit themselves to finding solutions to the numerous challenges facing the nation.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana Accra. The major stories. Ghana Armed Forces compensate two photojournalists for military molestation. Accountant General's Department to introduce electronic pay slip mechanism for public sector workers. More than 4,000 Ghanaian workers laid off due to declining gold prices on the world market. Cause of death of mysterious whales recently washed ashore Ghanaian beaches still remain unanswered. Federal forces kill 50 militants in continued strikes against Boko Haram rebels in northern Nigeria. Australians vote in general election today. And Black Stars advance to playoff stage of Brazil 2014 World Cup qualifiers. We are back after this break.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
You welcome back. Now to some foreign news. About 50 Islamist militants have been killed in northeastern Nigeria after the military raided Boko Haram camps. Army spokesman Sergei Musa says the troops tracked gunmen who attacked two towns on Wednesday and Thursday, reportedly killing 20 people. Boko Haram, which wants to create an Islamic state across Nigeria, has waged a deadly insurgency since 2009. In May, Nigeria declared an emergency in three northeastern states in order to battle the militants. Police have arrested a man on suspicion of burglary, trespass and criminal damage after scaling a fence to get into Buckingham Palace, home of Queen Elizabeth. He was found on Monday in an area currently open to the public during the day. A second man was arrested outside the Queen's home on suspicion of conspiracy to commit burglary.
Australians are voting today in a general election with opposition leader Tony Abbott's Liberal National Coalition aiming to bring an end to 6 years of Labour government rule. Opinion polls suggest that Kevin Rudd, who returned as Prime Minister 3 months ago, is trailing his opponent. The rivals differ on how to tackle Australia's budget deficit, but both have pledged tough action to stop asylum seekers arriving by boat. It is compulsory for all citizens over 18 years to vote, and more than 14 million people are expected to take part in today's election. And now football. The senior national football team, the Black Stars, have qualified for the next stage of the 2014 FIFA World Cup qualifiers following their 2-1 victory over the Chipolopolos of Zambia yesterday at the Babayaro Stadium in Kumasi. The Chipolopolos started the game on a pacey note, threatening the goal area of Ghana, but failed to get the opener. Striker Abdul Majid Waris put the Stars in front in the 16th minute after he nodded home defender John Boyce pull out. Goalkeeper Kennedy Mwin denied the Stars the double after he parried Mubarak Wakasu's ball over the crossbar. The Zambians came into the game strongly, stringing passes together, leaving the supporters under intense pressure to end the first half 1-0. Coach Kwesi Appiah introduced Chelsea midfielder Michael Essien and Christian Achu early in the second half. The introduction gave Juventus midfielder Kwejua Samwa room to move up front, which eventually resulted in the second goal for Ghana. The midfielder sent a 25-yard thunderbolt that the Zambian goalkeeper had no answers to. Nathan Sinkala got a consolation goal for the Zambians late in the second half. Ghana will now play a yet-to-be-determined side on away and home bases in the final round of the qualifiers.
President John Mahama has congratulated the senior national football team, the Black Stars, on winning their World Cup qualifying game against Zambia in Kumasi. President Mahama watched the game with some of his close aides and the chief of staff.
On the G20 summit, after 2 days of talks in St. Petersburg, the most powerful countries in the world are still unable to speak with one voice on Syria. Key leaders at the end of the G20 summit have laid bare the bitter divisions over possible military action in Syria. Russian President Vladimir Putin restated his opposition to any strike, saying it will destabilize the region, while U.S. President Barack Obama insisted that action is necessary in reaction to the use of chemical weapons in Syria. A joint statement from the U.S. and 10 other nations, including France and Turkey, called for a strong international response. The U.S. government has accused President Bashar al-Assad's forces of killing 1,429 people in a poison gas attack in the Damascus suburbs last month. Mr. Assad has blamed rebels for the attack. China and Russia have refused to agree to a UN Security Council resolution against Syria. They insist that any military action without the UN will be illegal.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
Welcome back. Two men have been arrested in the U.S. in connection with the shooting to death of a baby in a pushchair a week ago. Dakan Breland, 23, and Dakan Wright, 19, were detained yesterday in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania for killing Antique Hennes. The baby was shot in the face on the 1st of this month as gunfire rang out in the Bronzeville area of Brooklyn. Police said the shooting was gang-related and that the target was the boy's father, Anthony Hennes.
A football analyst, Carl Tufour, says the technical handlers of the Black Stars need to beef up the strength of the team in the playoffs so that they can qualify for the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. He said the team must eschew complacency, which caused them a goal in yesterday's game against Zambia. Speaking to Agatha Samoa on Behind the News, Mr. Tufour downplayed the contribution of the returning players to the victory of the Black Stars.
Well, I thought on the basis of the second half performance, I thought that the Zambians did deserve a goal. I thought in the first half we had them on the rack. I thought that we played the football the way it should have been played, and I thought that we gave Mimi Kennedy Mimi, the Zambian goalkeeper, enough to think around. I think we didn't do that much in the second half, and on the basis of that, I really think that the last 10 minutes were a wee bit nerve-wracking, and also performance of one or two individuals was probably not up to the required standard.
And do you, like others, also feel we have one leg in Brazil by this victory?
No, I don't. I don't think we have one leg in Brazil because we have no idea who we're going to meet. If we do, if assuming Ethiopia qualifies, if we do get Ethiopia, then I'll say yes, we've got one leg in Brazil. Assuming Burkina Faso qualifies and we do meet them, I'm convinced that we've got one leg in Brazil. But apart from those two, I'm not too sure whether we've got one leg in Brazil. The good thing, though, is that we won't be meeting Nigeria, assuming they qualify, the Ivory Coast, Egypt, or Algeria, because the top five nations will be seeded to play away first. As for Ghana, by virtue of the latest FIFA ranking, and with this victory in particular, would have moved us in their position. So, no, we do not have one leg in Brazil. We have to find out what the goal is.
Football analyst Carl Tufour talking to Agatha Samuel on Behind the News.
To end the news, the main points again. The Ghana Armed Forces have compensated two photojournalists who were molested by the military during the Independence Day parade, presented a brand new camera and an undisclosed amount of money to the GJA President Afil Moni. The Chief of the Defense Staff, Vice Admiral Matthew Kwashi, said the relationship between the military and the media will remain friendly in national interest. The Acting Controller and Accountant General Grace Adjure says the department is to introduce e-pay slips for public sector workers soon. She said the system, which is expected on stream before the end of 2013, will allow workers to view the summary of their pay slips on mobile phones before going to their various banks. Madame Adjure made this known at the inauguration of a payroll printing site for the Eastern and Volta regions in Hull. Australians are voting today in a general election, with opposition leader Tony Abbott's Liberal National Coalition aiming to bring to an end 6 years of Labour government rule. Opinion polls suggest that Kevin Rudd, who returned as Prime Minister 3 months ago, is trailing his opponent. All citizens over 18 years are expected to vote, and more than 14 million people are to take part in today's elections. And the senior national football team, the Black Stars, have qualified for the next stage of the 2014 FIFA World Cup qualifiers after beating the Chipolopolos of Zambia 2-1 yesterday at the Baba Yara Stadium in Kumasi. The news was presented by Mercy Soa
and Baba Otu in Accra.